You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson from MLB.com. I'm here with Ryan Zimmerman. Ryan, thanks for being with me. Ryan, I got to ask you, you're on the disabled list for the second time this year, and tell me how you feel psychologically.
Well, I mean, getting hit by a pitch, there's really nothing you can do about that, so kind of just bad luck, and got to stay positive, and, I haven't been able to swing or anything yet, but I have been able to kind of work out, keep running, stay in shape, so so hopefully as soon as I start to swing and get going again, that, my body will still be in shape and be ready to come back and help this team win.
How do you keep that positive attitude? Who's helped you keep that positive attitude?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's times where you get frustrated, because all of us love to play baseball. And when you can't play baseball, especially, from things that you have no control over, I think anyone can get frustrated. I mean, you're not human if you don't. But, I think I have a good perspective that, I love baseball as much as anyone, but baseball isn't life to me, but that doesn't take away from I don't want to be out there anymore, but to sit here and be upset or mope or pout and not be a good teammate obviously doesn't do anything for me, but it doesn't do anything for the guys in here now that are trying to win. So you got to be, there's no reason to pout and just got to stay positive and keep working hard. And so when you come back, you can help the team win.
You've helped this team win two division titles. How does this team compare to those two teams?
Yeah, I think, we've had a pretty good run over these last 5 years. Even the 2 years where we didn't make the playoffs, we had competitive teams. And, I think that's come a long way from the first 7 or 8 years I was in the league. So I think the organization, first of all, has done a great job. But this team, I've said it before, this team reminds me a lot of the 2012 team as far as, we can go down early in the game. Mm-hmm. And you kind of get that feeling that, whoever's pitching that day is going to kind of dig in and hold the other team right there and give us a chance to come back and win. And I feel like as an offense, we scrape back into the games a lot. So it's kind of that same feeling as 2012, but with a lot more experience, I guess. Mm-hmm. A lot of us that have been here now for a while have gone through the playoffs now twice. You bring over guys like Murph, obviously went to the World Series last year. Belisle, who's been in the big leagues forever. Those guys are important for teams like this if you want to take that next step and get past the first round of the playoffs.
The one thing I noticed about this team, Ryan, is that unlike 12 and 14, and even in other years, I don't sense a panic after a loss. It's like, okay, we lost, but we can always come back tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think, when you're an organization that's learning how to win, I guess in 12 when you have that success, once you've been through it, you realize the best team in the league most years is gonna lose, 70 games, 65 games. If you have a really, really good team, they're gonna lose 60 games. So you just kind of learn that, everyone loses games, and to the good teams after they lose the games or after they lose a couple games in a row can kind of rebound and roll off four or five wins after you lose two or three in a row.
Right. You're a person who's always reminds me that family comes first. And I like to know how much your family has helped you get over this latest setback.
Yeah, I guess that's probably a good that's probably a good reason why I have always been so even keel. Why I've always kind of kept baseball and life in perspective. Obviously my mom and things like that, I had to learn at a young age that you know, life's precious, I guess you could say. Right. And, you know, going 0-for-4, losing a baseball game is, you know, nothing compared to what a lot of people have to go through. So, I mean, I guess that's probably, you know, one of the reasons why I am like I am. And the way my parents kind of raised me and my brother, even before my mom, you know, even before we knew that she had MS and started to get affected by that, they were always, you know, teaching us, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low, and just kind of, you know, slow and steady wins the race.
I got to ask you this, too. You know, we heard that Mark Teixeira is retiring after this year, and he said getting all these injuries frustrated him and all that. Is that, are you, has that come up in your mind?
Well, I'm not going to retire, Bill.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I injuries are frustrating, especially, you know, the first, what, 7 or 8 years of my career. I mean, I prided myself on playing every day.
You were an Ironman.
Yeah, and I did play every day. And, you know, 1 year I did, I played, you know, 162 games, and I took pride in that. You know, that's what we get paid for. We get paid to come out here and play and play every day. And I think that's what, you know, separates us from other sports. And for me, that was kind of like a badge of honor to be able to come out and play every day. And, you know, it's easy to play every day when you're hitting 300 and everything's going well. I think I have more fun playing every day. I don't want to say more fun, but when you're in like a, you know, a 1-for-20 or a one, you know, one of those stretches, those 2 week stretches where honestly it's not too much fun to play. And I forget who it was, one of the managers growing up, and not growing up, but I think it was in Double A that when I was in the minor leagues, but he asked someone if he wanted a day off, and the player, which I don't remember, was an older guy that had been in Double A for a while, and he said, like, if I take the day off, that could be the day where, you know, I hit 2 or 3 home runs. So baseball's a beautiful sport. You got to go out there and play, and that's how you win. But as far as Teixeira goes, I think I can feel his pain a little bit. I mean, you know, when you can't do something that you love and you've done so well for such a long time, it definitely wears on you.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to tell the people that despite you having your setbacks, how much of a class act you are, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate that, and I can't tell you how much that means to me. I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that's what we're here for, you know? I mean, it's pretty easy talking to you guys, you know? When we do something good, you want to ask good questions, and when we do something bad, you want to ask bad questions. It's not really that tough to figure out. But, yeah, I mean, you guys have been great, obviously, and I enjoy talking baseball with you guys.
My final question, your reaction to Tim Tebow trying to play baseball because Brody is part of Brody Van Wagenen.
For me, the great thing about sports and this country is, you know, you can do whatever you want, and you know, people can say whatever they want, but you know, honestly, nobody really knows until he goes out there and does it. And you know, to not play baseball for 11 years, obviously, nobody's ever done that and been successful. So I'll have to say that the chips aren't really in it, you know, they're not lined up in his favor. But you know, who are we to tell him that he can't go out and try and do what he wants to do? I mean, you know, I've never met him or talked to him, but you know, the feel I get is he's, you know, he works his butt off I hope everything goes well for him.
Ryan Zimmerman, thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.